Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson. And I am Rob with Cowboy Wisdom. Tonight I want to talk about letting go of beliefs and opinions and viewpoints and everything that's holding you back. And also about how your belief points are actually holding you back from living your desired life. So as I move forward and I'm going through this, I really understand that life becomes an energized synergy when I let go of the beliefs and opinions and everything I have. Because they're all about keeping me stuck in yesterday. And that is something I've really expanded of now. Because as I open up to understand this, I really open up to grasping that life is shows me where I'm blocked. But I try to know my way through it. And to know is to be of yesterday. You're in yesterday's yawn. So I ask myself, how am I in yesterday's yawn? And that's because I tried to live my life through everything I know, my viewpoints, and I had a viewpoint and an opinion is nothing more than I'm right. And I have to be right. And that really locks and blocks me into yesterday and never allows me to move forward. So as I open my inner wise and showing my spry wise, I expand of new wisdom to really energize myself. It's the energy and the synergy within me that will expand the world. And when I try to know my way, what happens? I become afraid when everything I taught myself arises. But how is it our viewpoints and everything keep us living the same? And here's a question. How does changing my thinking without modernized viewpoints, beliefs, faith, and opinions keep me being a dope on a rope, unwilling to cope with life events? How does thinking stop me from coping with life events? And that is something I've really expanded of. I now realize to expand of the wisdom, I energize the wise of me. Wisdom, wise, wizardry, things that allow me to feel the inspiration allows me to move forward and really expand my life. So as I open up my door, cell doors of hell, I pell-mell my potentate prowess to be the leader of my life. How does that feel to be the leader of your life? Unafraid to step into terra incognita innovations within myself. Because terra incognita is the land of the unknown. And that's all we are in ourselves, is the land of the unknown. We're the lion of unknown. Because we are a powerful, enterprising human being with a rhinoceros resolve and an elephant chi, and whatever it expands me forward. So how am I afraid to expand my life is what I ask me. Because to expand is to let go of knowing. And to let go of knowing expands me out of yesterday and the grit and the get and all the other crap that I do. How is the biggest prankster in my life my thoughts and my being and everything about myself? I never ever thought that having an opinion and a viewpoint locked me into yesterday so much. But a viewpoint is what is a safety net. A new inspiration is outside the boundaries of everything I knew. So as I walk forward in through life, I feel I'm the epic revolutionary wizardry ascend, realizing day-to-day life really expands when I let go of being stuck in my beliefs, opinions. How is a belief and opinions and everything just yesterday being today? And everybody says if you have a different way of viewing or you change your mind, you're a flip-flopper. But how's that rigidness kept us stuck in yesterday? It's about letting go of the rigid rancor within myself to open up to the revolutionary, genuine stuff I know. So as I move forward, I love myself. And as I love myself, I really let go of self-love. It's love self, not self-love. Self-love is an arrogance that keeps you locked in yesterday. But how am I locked in yesterday and I'm unwilling to admit I am? That is something I've really opened up to understand and grasp within myself. But how can I accomplish my dreams and experience my dreams with the same viewpoints, opinions, and the same way of life that I'm living today? Because all life is a temporary landing strip wherever you're at. Because the new arrives from out of nowhere, from out of the blue, to boldly live in unfathomable capacity to be your life. So how are we afraid for the unknown, and when something good's about ready to happen, we step back and we sabotage it? I know I've done that, and I still do it. And I'm not proud of it, but I do it. You don't have to be proud of it, but when you can admit it, life always goes on. And that is a big thing, is to allow life to move and groove through whatever you've always done in life to be gone today like yesterday is gone. So how are we really stuck and never moving forward because yesterday is all we have? Because that's what a thought of opinion, memory is yesterday controlling our life today. And I understand that within myself now. But when I can let go of that, I can really open up to the new inspirations. How does it feel to feel inspired with a desire rather than a mindset? Because a mindset means you're set in your ways and you're going to live in yesterday. And that is something we do really well. So where is it in your life are you living yesterday? Or is that just me? And that is where we become. When we're stuck in a mindset, and so where do you become? So where do you become? How do you unleash and unlock yesterday? How do you become locked and blocked in yesterday when you start having all this other stuff going on? So as I move through life and I let go of the situations in my life, I really expand of the new that life has for me. It's really about letting go of yesterday. And that is where I really become the openness of today. So what is it that I really am really in the opinion of myself? Because I am who I am. But an opinion, viewpoint, or anything never makes it. It's my willingness to listen, to lionize the new in my life is where life opens me up and I become too, but it's an inspiration and the desire to light the fire of freedom, innovation, revolution, resplendence, and energy. But it's an epiphany of yesterday that allowed me to move forward. Tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow is today because we are in the same mindset, thoughts, and opinions of there. But how do you allow yourself the freedom to let go of being stuck in yesterday? Because that's all a belief, opinion, and a viewpoint is yesterday controlling your life. How does that feel when you hear that? Yesterday, beliefs are yesterday controlling your life. That really has me stuck. And that just was liberating when I said that to myself. But you know, the thing I understand more than anything else right now is my willingness to admit to myself where I'm stuck in the funk and dunked in yesterday's BS. That is where life becomes a freedom that allows me to move forward. Because I understand the mindset is stuck in yesterday's gunk. Because a mindset uses embedded as inspiration is fresh air. Fresh air with a debonair flair, unleashing inspired desire. How does that feel when you say that? Mindset is embedded stuff from yesterday as inspiration is fresh air with debonair flair. So that is where life is in the fresh air to adventurously invigorate riches, but it's really to invigorate revolutionary freedoms within ourselves and become sovereign in our thoughts and our minds. And that is where life really allows me to expand, is right there. When I allow myself to let go and stop flip-flapping my jaws of everything that's caught in my craw, allows me to move forward. That's all complaining is a crawfishing fallacy in my life. So as I move forward, life becomes an entertaining game of grandeur that's appreciating more every day. Because there's more out there than I can ever willingly admit. But when I engage in that desire within me, I'm daringly expanding self integrity, realizing every day is my playground of percipience to really enjoy this day rather than being stuck in yesterday through mindset and all that. And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach with a fresh air of debonair, flair, feeling light ascend internally, realizing life is wizardry when I listen. And I'm a dream sculptor. My books are available at Amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. And at howdidIteachmyselffear.com. I will never tell you the way. I will show you the way I expanded my life. And I am going to say good night.